From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Torchlight by Lisa Tonbergren. Now let's begin with Torchlight. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Isaiah 60:19. Chapter 1. Julia Reardon traveled along what she assumed would be the equivalent of Vermont's Glory Road come fall. The verdant countryside flanking the narrow winding road shouted, "Spring! Alive! Awake!" The sprouting leaves seemed to wave at her as she drove quickly by in her restored red convertible. This was what she had hoped for when she had left the crowded freeways of San Francisco and headed for Maine. The power of this vista, the overwhelming sense of homecoming, was the magnet that had pulled her away from her career, her parents, her social circles, and quite possibly from her boyfriend. Miles had been so angry when she left. Would he ever speak to her again? She hoped so. They'd spent 4 years together. Certainly their relationship could handle a little separation. But how long would they really be apart? For the 100th time, Julia shoved the question from her mind. She had things to get straight, in her head, in her heart. And it was at Torchlight that she would be able to do so. The air still held a hint of winter's edge. But the sun was out, and despite the chill, Julia could not resist pulling the car top down when she pulled to the side of the road to stretch. She grabbed a blue duffel coat from her bag and matching beret, which she slipped over her head.